And my daughter really lives by those words are her words. She had been on a circuit where she went from across the United States in speaking in different churches. And she just believes they're all, everyone right, and she uses the terminology that each church would use. And, yep, she's certainly proved herself to be a worker for God in so many ways. But we all do. Even those that are out there not being so nice, they're still being examples for God to use. For God to use as an example of what you wouldn't want to be. Because God's laws are unfailing, and God's law says that as you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. So when you watch somebody that's out there giving negative, in whatever way they give, it will be back to them, and you'll get to watch it as it comes back to them, heaped up and running over. You steal a pencil, I guarantee you somebody will steal something at least 10 times that important from you. Even stealing a pencil. Be rude to somebody and see how quick it comes back to you. As you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. It's unfailing. It's unfailing. And you know, we have a lot of people out there that in this world that think they are so smart, and they do not give God the credit. There's our Mary. They don't give God the credit. They think, boy, am I smart. Look at me, what I just did. Really? Could you have done it without God? Because don't forget what God is. If you've read the Bible, I guarantee you know what God is. It's not a mystery. Very words are in that Bible. God is love. And you know, if you read the Bible yourself, you will find out it's unfailing. But now if you read it, or if you have somebody else read it to you and tell you what it says, it may not be so good. It's written for every person to read theirself. And I don't believe it should be, do however you please. I'm talking about what I believe. I believe that it's not to be written like a text or read like a textbook where I read it from beginning to end. I'm on, you know, and so you open it up and there. Okay, God, and just open it up. Let your eyes fall on the letters that will tell you what you need to hear at that particular time. Now, you might not like it, and you might like to go ahead and wish you could change and open another page. But that Bible is magic. Now, some of you would be disagreeing with me. But test it out, would you? Test it out. It's unfailing. You know, a lot of things like, oh, what can I say? Alcohol gets passed down in families. And then I used to suffer going, why would that be that those children could be in there where alcohol's causing daddy or mommy to fall over top of them every time they tried to go across the floor. Mommy and daddy would yell at them, or mommy and daddy would hit them, or mommy and daddy would fall and trip over them, or whatever they were drinking. Oh, my. We have to pray for them that they're more understanding, that they're the ones picked those parents. Those parents are already here. And you were free of the body and you picked them. Now, you could be picking them to give yourself back what you gave in a previous expression. What about that thought? And if you're too critical, guess what? It will come back to you. And the next time you come back to earth, you will. As you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over, and there's no way out of it. Again, I see somebody, you know, they'll go, boy, I got rid of him. They blow his head off. Okay, he can't, you know, he can't give me a hard time anymore. She can't give me a hard time anymore. And you strut off, boy, I did it. And guess what? When you leave the body, there they are. I say, hi. What about that? So you see, the time we're on earth is only a wink. Just a wink in eons of time. So no one has time to waste. No one has time to waste. Oh, I had such a boring day. Nobody should have a boring day. There's too much to do. You promised to do so much to represent God before you came to earth. and you're the only one that can evaluate you, your God self will your God self will tell you whether you've done a good job or not. Your God self. Your God self is the very energy within you. Again, I'm going to quote the Bible. One of my favorite passages in that Bible is where it tells me that God is love. So where's God? Guess who answered me? Her puppy. So where is God, honey? He said, I told you once, I don't have to tell you again. God is wherever love is, and the more love you have, the more God energy you have within you. And when you leave this earth, you will attract to the exact likeness of yourself. And you're going to call that heaven or hell. You know, there's many on this earth living in hell. Can you believe that? No, there's no big pot of stew that we go to when we leave this body where we burn forever. No way. We are here. We have attracted to the likeness of ourself. That's the way it is. That's God's law. Likeness, like attracts like. So you will have drawn to the likeness of yourself. So I hope you try your best to understand your parents. Go ahead back and look at your grandparents. Take a look around you at the people that you're budding with. You're of likeness, otherwise you wouldn't be drawn to them. Think about it. That's God's law. God's law is unfailing. You know, when you came onto the earth, I talked about this the other day, when you come onto the earth, you pick your home place, your parents, the people you're going to be with. You pick the circumstances that those parents are going to help bring to you. You pick it through likeness. You don't sit down and say, I'm going to do this and that, and I'm going to do... You pick it through the draw of likeness. Oh, Mother Nature shows you that. Pay attention to Mother Nature. She's a complete expression of God. So you take a look at that. And then you can wonder, well, why on earth did I pick? I look back at mine, and, you know, I talk so much, I have nothing new to say. But I picked a farm life where I had nothing. I didn't have anybody else's opinions put on me. I didn't go to church. I lived in the mountains with the cats and the dogs and the pigs and the chickens. That you can learn so much from. You, Diane, can learn from that little puppy. You learn from animals. You learn from each other, and we're all animals. We're just walking on two legs instead of four. We're all animals. We maybe have a little different shape from the cows out there in the field, or, you know, the pigs and the chickens. But we're just in different bodies, that's all. We're different bodies. And, you know, Diane, you look a little different in your puppy. But that puppy, Diane, you and that little puppy have likeness. Look around you. What is your surroundings like? You drew there through likeness. And you're the only one that will ever, ever evaluate yourself. Judge not. Bible tells us. So, but you do need to judge yourself. You do need to know your own self, don't you? You need to know your own self. But by me picking the mountain to live in and my parents, it didn't make me go to any church, so I didn't have anybody else's thoughts put on me. I learned from nature, and nature is a true expression of God. Nature. Your fish, all out there in the school. This is a tremendous opportunity that we have called life on earth. It's just a journey that we're on. And I hope that each of you really take a look at yourself and try to allow yourself to judge yourself kindly. Judge yourself with love. There's some people that really, you know, there are all sorts of characteristics we have. Some have, you know, they're so shy. Boy, was I shy. I tell you what, kids. I was so shy, and I've told it before, so most of you know, that I sat there and let my hair get burnt and scarred from the old-fashioned permanent, not wanting a woman to know that she was hurting me. So I sat there as about 6 years old and let that burn my head. Now, she really felt bad when she found out that I had been sitting there letting that burn. But that, to me, is a picture of how shy I was. I was so afraid that I would sit in a chair where somebody else wanted to sit. You know, that's not an easy childhood, but it was right for me. It was right for me. Now, if go back and look at your childhood, what's it been like? You picked it. What are you learning from it? What are you copying? What characteristics do you have? Not a person here is a little child anymore. We're all adults. Take time to understand you. Now, this church is the first church I ever went to, except, you know, when my dad would take me there and I would stand and sing, as I've mentioned before, "Little Feet, Be Careful Where You Take Me To, Anything for Jesus, Only Let Me Do." He'd tell me to sing, and when he did, of course, I'm going to sing, whether I could or not. Got a picture of me home standing doing that, and gee, it was only big as a minute. But what I was asked to do, I did, you know. And being that shy and obeying my daddy? Yes. So when I look back at myself, I learned so much. Please, everybody. Some people spend hours sitting reading a book. Read your own self, your own pathway. Read it, and that is the best book that you'll ever read. Make notes. I wish I had been making notes years ago. I didn't. But I keep bringing back to my conscious mind things that I've been through that has brought me to where I am. I never went to a church until I found this one. And I walked in and I was home. And I never left it. And that was 1969. So I wasn't a baby by that time. I had already had three of my daughters by that time. So as I'm talking, please take it to your life. What's it telling you about you? Now, some of you aren't very old. You're just kind of starting life out. Oh, wonderful. If you start now while you're young and look at your life, because, again, you're the book that you need to read. If you look at some people out there and what, they have to run faster, jump higher, whatever, physically compete with others, yes? That's okay. That's their path. That's all right. They're doing what they need to do. That's okay. We have people that are trying to prove themselves in every way possible. So I just did this and I just did that. And then they're trying to prove themselves to themselves. That's okay. But don't try to prove yourself to the world. To yourself connected to God. Does that make any sense to anybody here? I saw three heads shake anyway. But four. So this, really think about this. Again, you're the only, she's scratching her head. Uh-oh. But if you really take a look at yourself, you're the only one that can judge you, the only one that'll ever judge you. God is your judge, and God is love, and God's a part of all of us. Little tiny cells in the body of God. I brought one of my class lessons in. When I go back and read these, I go, thick book of class lessons. When I go back and look at them, it seems as though they were written by somebody else, and I'm not getting them anymore. They don't give them to me anymore. So I guess I'm not supposed to be getting any more class lessons. I'd love to have some more because I can go back and enjoy my own writing, which was sent through me. I could not have done what those class lessons are. Now, many of you, Reese is agreeing with me on that. Well, what they are thoughts from the angels that's working with me. And so with this thought pattern, I want so much to protect it. And who was with me? Lynn, and I was talking about the idea that so much of this thought pattern, yes, it's a religion, but more than that, it's just a spiritual gathering. of people of likeness. You know, like the I hope you like people when you look around because you've drawn to your likeness. Although we have a lot of people missing right now, so I don't know what that means. But they probably thought it's, oh, I've heard her so many times, do I have to listen to her again? They probably went off and took a nap. But anyhow, because, you know, I love to talk about God. I love to talk about God. Well, anyhow, I question and question and question. And when I go back and read some of the writings that I got years ago, I see how they really are answering a lot of my own questions. And again, it makes me sad when this spiritual belief is taken out and sold on the street. The psychics. A lot of it. Well, anyhow, I won't go through it all, but anyhow, I hope everybody can get to understand this pathway and help me try to protect it and keep it clear. We have mediums here, which is considered psychic, but you're not going to find anybody going out there selling it in the street. Donations, yes. If somebody wants to give you a donation, but if they're, I can't do that until you give me my donation. That'll never happen with a minister from our church. But they have taken it out, and psychic is getting a nasty word. Same as healing and a lot of the others. I'm sad about that because I love this thought pattern. But one of my writings here says, if you're wondering how to explain the difference between psychic and medium, the explanation is simple. Medium is the in-between free souls and the souls still in the flesh. Now, isn't that easy? Explains it easy, huh? It is the difference between right and wrong, wet and dry, cold or hot. It's the difference in the real and the unreal. The psychic is a person that can make up the answers to questions without a conscious thought of being right or wrong. Why do not never want to have a psychic development class? We seek the kingdom of God and what's right comes to you. If you go to a class where they're just going to teach you to be psychic, well, I say please don't go. But if you do, you can become psychic, but it doesn't mean you're going to be spiritual. I can just about guarantee you, when you go to a spiritual development class, you are really happy when something really exciting and clears the thinking for somebody else, not just yourself. You agree with that, Barbara? It's hard to explain, but am I doing okay?
Yes.
You don't go for psychic development, please. That's not what interests us. You get spiritual, then you draw through the likeness from the free side of life as well as those that are still in the body. Draw your likeness. And then it feels good. It's like getting shoes that fit you, or if you've got a size 10 foot and try to wear a size 5 shoe, you're not going to be very happy. Huh? Oh, my, what a comparison that is. Who came up with that? I don't know. But anyhow, psychic is a person that can make up your answers to questions without a conscious thought of being right or wrong. Sometimes mediums and psychics are tools for the souls that are free of the flesh. Sometimes not. Some of them can guess the answers and sometimes guess right. Sometimes they can guess right. But once in a while, we who are free will give them the impressions and sometimes they get their own. We who are free of the physical body know not to control those on earth by giving them answers that may affect the decisions that they make. You're down here to make your own decisions. Now, if you get so that you're best buddies with somebody free of the body, they can kind of encourage you and help you, but they won't make a decision for you. They won't tell you when you're going to die. They won't tell you who you're going to marry. They're not going to tell you anything other than help you recognize the fact that you're connected to the source so that it'll alert you to go ahead and be more alert. Make any sense?
Yes.
Thank you for those little heads that shook. Thank you, thank you. It's not easy to explain, is it? Medium will never be egotistical and say, see what I told you? I told you that, didn't I? You'll never hear that from a medium because they know it didn't come from them. It came through them from somebody that's free of the body. You don't quit communicating just because you leave the body. You just don't have your voice box. But you're still communicating, even more so than we do now. So we were for the physical known not to control those on earth by giving them answers that may affect the decisions that they make. We will not tell anyone in the physical body when they will die. Now, you might think this is really silly, kids. I've walked people through this. Oh, I went to a psychic. Yeah, what'd you pay? $100, $500. Oh, however much, you know, they pay. And they'll be told when they're going to die. You know what? It causes that person to kind of work toward that. After all, they paid money for the answer. They don't want to waste it, do they? Am I making any sense to anybody?
Yes.
So please, if there's a cost, don't pay it. Run the other direction. So we will not tell anyone in the physical body when they will die, that they will take a certain job, or they'll make a move, or any other personal business. A psychic can even tell you who to marry. They can even tell you to get divorced. I've been in this so many years now, 1969 to now, say, however many years that is. What I have heard makes me sad, actually, I'd have to say. It makes me sad. We only work with psychics when we seem to not have found any other way to get our loved ones know that we're fine, but we never give decisions making answers. A medium will never be given the answer that will in any way take control of a person's earth life by power of suggestion or command. Souls free of the body will not command you. They will not do your life for you, but they'll help you. And if you stay alert, they can help direct you, but they won't make you do anything or go anywhere or whatever. You are responsible for you. But you are connected to the source. You are made of love that is holding your physical together. When that love leaves your body, it falls apart and goes back to dirt. But you go free. Debbie, over here, I'll look at her. Her parents died and she loved them so much. And she's come here and she has had communication from them. You agree with me, don't you, honey? Because, see, we never knew her parents. She came here after they left the body, right? And they have given her so much proof that they are fine. They'll love her forever. They'll always be there for her. And I think I can say that about you too, Green Shirt. Forgot her name now already. I just rode in here with her. It's a green shirt you're wearing. Can you fit here? Her husband, who she dearly loves, does, and will, has given her proof over and over and over again that he's fine. Right?
Right.
Right. That's what communication is for, to help you know that love doesn't die. The ones you love and the ones that love you will always be available to you, now and forever. And your mama, who may not have done everything just right, honey, she loves you. And she just wishes you could get to know that even deeper and deeper and deeper within you, that she loves you. And she wishes she had always been able to help you know that. So let her help you know it now. Oh, I get carried away, don't I, honey? Well, Millie, get done here, Millie. Our work is to encourage and comfort it. Sometimes we pass on information through a medium to let those in the physical body who does not seem to consciously know that we are available to each and everyone on earth. No one is ever alone. Your every thought is known, whether it comes out of your mouth or not. A psychic usually charges a fee for their service, like a plumber or a or a car salesman, or, but not a medium who is working for God, will never charge money for doing God work, but they may accept donations if they're offered. Now, words over time can be changed by people. The word psychic was at one time quite acceptable, but it's been abused. So much of this was abused. Years ago, oh my, the wonderful things that I have some, a couple of videos of, and some things that they used to do that they don't do anymore, it was wonderful, but it got abused. They'd say, oh, here is so-and-so and so-and-so, and they'd have somebody hiding in the back that would hit them in the back of the head with a toothpick or something. Oh, I feel them. No, you didn't. It abused. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Please, everyone, love this thought pattern so much, even if you're new, love it so much that you'll protect it, because it is such a wonderful way to live, to know that you are the fingertips of God. You're the fingertip. You're what God uses on this earth to make it tolerable. So I quoted the Bible on that. It didn't say fingertips, but... Now, the word is used to set up a business, like a butcher shop or a food store where you can buy the service. Channeling used to be a wonderful word. People used to be able to just stand there and relax, and the soul would talk through and use their voice and just talk through them. It was okay. It was wonderful. Then it got ruined. I didn't know what I said. I don't have to take responsibility to say that you're going to drop your own chin. You think you're holding up now? Well, it's going to fall. Hit your kneecap, honey. Are you with me? I'm channeling that, so I'm not responsible when it doesn't happen. Channeling is another word that has taken on a new meaning. At one time, it was quite a nice word. It meant that an earthly person would gently step aside and trust the soul free of the flesh to use their words to be helpful and encouraging to others. The soul in flesh would know what was being said and know their responsibility. Now, the word is being used to remove all responsibility of the earthly person. And no soul free of the body will assume that responsibility, because each person is responsible for their every thought, word, deed, every action. You are responsible for you. So they got stepped back and said they're not ready for it, so don't run to see somebody that's going to channel and not know what they said afterwards. Please. It means that they don't want to take credit for what they're saying, so in case something's wrong. I love this thought pattern. I want to protect it. I want to keep it clear. When we come up here, you'll notice each one of the mediums is so different from the other. Every speaker for our little spiritual family is different. You know, some will talk on and on and on, and others just have a quick thought or two, and I've talked on and on. Good heavens, it's 20 after 8. Millie, shut up. But anyhow, you know how that can be. Oh, kids, please know that you are an extension of God. You are, you were, and you will be. There's no end to your life. Make good decisions as good as possible for yourself, but don't expect perfection out of you or anyone else. Think about it, and now I will be quiet.